This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop. If there's a link to all podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And today, Ethan Indigo Smith. Welcome, Ethan.
Peace on earth. Thanks for having me, Vincent. How are you?
I am doing well. Hey, Ethan, I just want to share something with you. You know, for years, almost 4 years, we've been meeting at a restaurant. And we moved to a new restaurant last night. It's called Jimmy's Egg. And that's our new home. So what happens is when we have our meetups every Monday night, we take over a restaurant and Jimmy's Egg normally closes at 3 o'clock. They serve breakfast and lunch. And they stayed open until 8 o'clock last night, actually 9 o'clock last night. And we moved into the restaurant, and it was the best meal we've had ever in Springfield. I asked everyone, what was your meal like? I was at the microphone. I said, did anyone have less than a solid 10? No hands went up. I said, okay, let's do it the other way. How many of you think that your meal was a solid 10? And so everyone, every single person thought that the meal that they had was really, really outstanding. And what I did was I walked around, as I said hello to everybody, I looked at what they ordered, because they would come in and just order and eat while we're having the breakfast. And so good. And that's really the case. So, Len Pence was on stage, and he's with the GardeningRevolution.com organization. He's been to all of our expos, and he talks about survival gardening. He was talking about, you know, the precarious position that modern society is in at our own doing. I mean, we've built a society that is fully dependent on electricity. And we talked about, you know, how long it would take before 80-90% of us would be dead if the power grid went down. And so we talked about that, and we talked about the need for growing a garden and actually how to do that. So that's what our meetup was like last night, and we were just delighted to be with the folks at Jimmy's Egg on Battlefield in Springfield, Missouri. So, class, if you're interested and you'd like to join us next week, that's where we'll be, starting at 5 o'clock Monday, Jimmy's Egg. So I just want to thank the staff and management for a wonderful, wonderful Jimmy's Egg. Ethan Indigo Smith, that's what we do. We're activists, and we're in Springfield, Missouri, and we talk about the news, and we talk about what's happening, and we talk about what to do about it. But, you know, we're not violent. We just discuss it and share the information and point out the people who are committing these crimes, and we name the names and give out the phone numbers. That happened to me last night. You know, the food here is so good. The meetup is so good. The information is so good. There should be a line around the block. And I've said that before, but this person said it to me, one of our students, and he's absolutely right. And that kind of leads into what we're going to talk about today, which is apathy. The United States of apathy. Ethan, you wrote a really, really fabulous article about this. You want to start with
thanks. Yeah, you know, and it's
your overview of
really everything begins with our sustenance, our food, and you know better than most anyone about that, since you're a farmer, about getting food. And the whole idea that we're lending the power of not only seed production, but let alone that, but the seed-bearing potential, the fact that we're lending that to Monsanto and DuPont and other, you know, basically chemical weapons companies really is suggestive of apathy beyond the pale, right? I like to look at what all conservatives and liberals celebrate as the, you know, epitome of activists, the real Boston Tea Party, right? The Boston Tea Party of old, where they dressed up like Native Americans because they were sharing the sentiment of Americans. They didn't even have a country of the United States, right? They were just looking at the indigenous folks saying, actually, we want to be like them and not under this monarchical, oligarchical rule that these representatives of the British East India Company and so forth are putting us under. And so if you look back at them, they kind of depicted the first civil disobedience, really, you know, peaceful yet maybe a little bit destructive actions to build and destroy symbols to raise awareness of people. Because even in the Revolutionary War, people were, I like to say, they're busy making swords and milking cows. They really just weren't concerned, the vast majority, with doing anything progressive or productive. And in fact, it's said that, you know, less than 5% of people were true activists and fought the Revolutionary War even. And so the power of 5%, even the power of the individual to begin to amass a 5% is really depicted in the Revolutionary War in particular. I point out that Thomas Edison said, 5% of the people think, 10% of the people think they think, and 85% would rather die than think. And, you know, we were discussing this a moment ago. All children, all bald little apes, all start off in this world asking why. Why is the sky blue? Well, oxygen and hydrogen, da da da. Why is that? Why is that? Why is that? And there's an endless series of why questions, and we never will get every answer to our whys. But it takes a whole series of indoctrination and training to make us fall into that 85% category and not question reality and further be so apathetic to it that, for instance, one of the biggest events of our time and certainly the biggest crime ever to take place, potentially, people don't even question that. And it's upsetting to them. Well, just what about Building 7, if you ask people that don't really consider 9/11, like you mentioned, you know? What about Building 7? Let's just question that. Right? They have a breakdown, and so the people just are not prepared to address reality.
Well, let me explain what...
Training.
Yeah, let me explain what you're saying about Building 7. Class, before the broadcast, I called Ethan, and I said, okay, we're on about 7 minutes. And we're talking about apathy, and we're talking about exactly what he said, a quote from Thomas Edison, 5% of the people think, 10% of the people think that they think, and the other 85% would rather die than think. And I mentioned to him that John Dollarhight and I were talking with a lobbyist at an event for Mark Baker. Now, Mark Baker is a USA Preparedness instructor, and he was being invaded by the government because they wanted him to kill his pigs. And they said, well, if they have curly tails or straight tails, they are feral, and you have to kill them. Or if they have floppy ears or straight ears, you'll have to kill them. And those are the only two choices, right? So no matter what he, what kind of pigs he had, the government would say he had to kill them. He told them to stuff it. He wasn't going to kill his pigs, and he took them to court. Ultimately, he won. But before that court date, Mark Baker and we were at Mark Baker's event, and John and John Dollarhight of Dollar Value Computers, another USAPreparedness.com instructor, and I were talking with a lobbyist. Now, this gal came from Washington, D.C., and she was supporting the ability for farmers to sell their food directly to the table. So from the farm to the table is what her mission was. And John and I were talking, and the subject came up, what about Building 7, you know, at the 9/11 World Trade Center building, buildings going away. We'll call it they went away. Now, she raised her hands in the surrender position and said, I can't, it's too much. I can't, you know, it's more than I can handle. And she put her hands up as if she were under arrest, and she backed away from John Dollarhight and me. And it was more than she could handle. So I'm thinking about those people who would rather die than think. And that brings to mind another point, and I mentioned this on the air, that I'm building this barn, and there are a lot of challenges. I mean, a lot of challenges, getting it plumb and level, and we had six concrete trucks come in, and there's a lot of reinforced steel in this barn to make sure that the weight of the steel trusses on top of the walls don't push over the walls and have the barn fall down, and it's got to be able to sustain a tornado. And I mean, there's a lot of engineering that's going into this, and we're trying to figure this out, exactly how to do it, and everything is tall and heavy, and so we're using our backhoe, and we are at the extreme height of the movement of the bucket of the backhoe to lift these steel trusses up, these iron trusses. We're at the extreme length of the tractor bucket to raise things up, so we are working at the extreme capacity of our equipment, literally. And when I go to sleep at night, I think about how we're going to solve the next day's and the next week's challenges, and actually the next month's challenges with building this barn. And it never occurred to me that I'd rather die than think these problems through. These are challenges. I'm very serious. I mean, why would I do that? Why would I say, oh, man, this building's more than I can handle. I'd rather die. I mean, that's nuts. Absolutely nuts, but I can see that Thomas Edison was absolutely correct, and you are correct, Ethan Indigo Smith. We'll be right back, right after these few short commercial announcements.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze-Dry Guy's giant factory-authorized sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click Freeze-Dry FreezeDryGuy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's FreezeDryGuy.com. Hurry, the giant factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Ethan Indigo Smith is with us this morning. And Ethan, you know, this apathy thing is a real big problem. It's way bigger than we might think, because it's everywhere. It's, you know, let me give you an example. Many years ago, when I was in high school, back in the late 60s and very, very, very early 70s, we would, as young guys, we would work on our engines. We would check our cars. We would tighten the fan belts. We would check the alternators. We would check the radiator fluids. We would change our oil, change the fuel filters. And it's something that we enjoyed doing. It was just, you know, maintenance that had to be done. But today, young people don't do those things. They are not. If you asked someone, a young person, can you show me how to change the oil on the car that you've been driving for the last year and a half? Would they be able to do that? Or when they bring their car in for an oil change at the quick oil change place, are they looking down at their phone while that oil change is being performed for them? I think the answer is they're looking at their phone and they're not paying attention. And I think that these are all signs of apathy, and they're all signs of a society in free fall. What do you think?
Yeah, I think if you look at all the dynamics of the political and social world, we have a certain group of few nefarious scoundrels that get together, and actually all unions of groupings of people, they all act to control and better themselves, but sometimes in the process keep others down. And
yeah.
So what's required for nefarious activity like that is apathy of the mass group, mm-hmm. like the 85, 10, and 5 mm-hmm. idea. If 85% of the people are oblivious and apathetic, then the 10%, the elitists, can have their way. And, you know, it's interesting, how do we change our mindset? How do we develop our point of view, our perspective? Thomas Edison used to literally sleep on it. But what he would do was sit at his desk with a problem, questioning the situation, and would apparently he would use opiates, but I don't think that's necessarily necessary or needed. But he would fall asleep at his desk with a handful of ball bearings. And immediately on falling asleep, the ball bearings would hit the wooden floor, and he would wake up. And in that moment of REM sleep, he was able to grasp the answer to his problem. And I like to say there's no problem, there's only new solutions. And people that are being apathetic, they want to have the same solution, they have the same, they don't want to address the problem because they don't want to change their direction, their course, their belief system. But for me, I love to be proven wrong and shown new course because that makes me more right. And so Thomas Edison used to sleep on it. That was how he found the solution to his problems a lot of times for his inventions.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm going to replay that last couple of minutes for Mrs. Finelli.
Cool.
The reason I say that is for many, many years I have been saying, she'll say, what do you plan on doing about such and such? And I would say, well, I'm going to sleep on it. And at first I think she thought I was, you know, trying to delay whatever it was. And I'd say, no. I really don't know the answer, but I will. I will know the answer after I sleep on it. And I don't make major decisions without sleeping on them. If I'm going to commit to a project, and if it's, you know, a significant project, I will sleep on it. And it might even take a couple days of sleeping on it to make sure that it's right. And I really am allergic. I have this real serious allergy toward making mistakes. I really don't like making mistakes. So because of that, I do sleep on it. And, you know, it absolutely works. Now, I don't sleep with the ball bearings, but I'm going to try it. I'm going to try sleeping, taking a short nap in the studio with ball bearings. Seriously, I'm going to see if it works for me.
Cool.
But normally I just literally at night go to sleep thinking about it. And I usually come up with the answer by the next morning. Seriously. And it's usually the right answer for me. Ethan Indigo Smith.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Ethan Indigo Smith, you know, you've got on your post, tricked to do evil, and you say, perhaps this approximation of 85, 10, 5 as percents has always been about constant in societies. And you say that perhaps there have always been around 10% who are slave makers, 85% who are oblivious and apathetic to their own bondage, and the 5% who seek to instigate consciousness among the 85% so that the 10% don't kill us all. That's a fascinating comment that you make.
And it sure seems that way. And you know, I was looking at that 85, 5, and 10 dynamic in relation to the numbers that Occupy Wall Street came up with. And if you take the 10% and you take 10% of that, well, you come up with 1% of the total. And so the elitists or the 10%ers that are the slave makers of the 85%, they are also enslaved by the elite of the elite, right? The Illuminati, the ones who not only benefit from situations that are of detriment to the 85%, they instigate these negative situations, these false flags, or maybe, you know, a rumor that, you know, someone, the English lost the Battle of Waterloo, right? The famous scam there. Or any number of instigating information to benefit one's small group, right? And so, yeah, if you look at the 85, 10, and 5 dynamic, there is a 1% even in there as well.
I got an email from one of our class. Her name is Carol. And she asked the question many times, why aren't men anymore? Why are we so weak? And I look at this comment that you have from Martin Luther King in your post, and it says, a man can't ride your back. A man can't ride your back unless it's bent. Martin Luther King Jr. And so we men have become weak. And Dr. Shealy will tell us that, you know, it's because of the food we eat, the pollution that's around us, and it's the drugs that the pharmaca mafia has made for us. That's making making men less than men. And I think Carol's absolutely right. I believe that what she sees in her profession, she sees a lot of people in what she does. I believe that we are weak, and I look around and I just can't believe that people can't make decisions anymore. I'm talking about, you know, men will say, I don't want to do it. I want to go along, and I don't want to fight City Hall. And you know what? Why can't we all be playing nice? We can't play nice because the other group wants to kill us. That's why we can't play nice. It's not like we are causing these problems. We're reacting to the threats that are all around us. So
yeah, and
the playing nice is not an option.
Yeah, we really have become so apathetic that, again, back to the Boston Tea Party, they raised a fuss about being taxed too much or disproportionately or unfairly, and well, actually, you know what? We're getting taxed biologically now, and it doesn't even matter the rate of our financial tax. The biological burden that mainly institutions are putting all individuals under is catastrophic, and it's inescapable. And it doesn't matter if you're playing their game or not. For instance, if there's a nuclear power plant nearby, it doesn't matter if you're on the power grid or not. You're exposed to the hazards of this nuclear power plant. And so, yeah, what would the people 200 years ago do if their water for their plants and animals was threatened? And that's what it's coming down to. I think the whole notion of global warming is to steer us away from getting this man off of our back, right? Standing up straight for ourselves and saying, wait a second, this is global environmental destruction that's going on here. To the point that training, just our weapons experiment in training, it will kill hundreds of thousands of beings off in the Pacific. Just training for war is that catastrophic. let alone just our the status quo of the operations here and there. So, yeah, we're really destroying Mother Nature at every level and yielding to that. And that is the ultimate apathy. And, I mean, you know, all these philosophers and theologies all point to the idea that the worst thing you can do is just let someone ride over you and yours, you know? And it doesn't take much to stand up. But I like to point out, everything is political. But first, it's biological. And so we really don't know all the things that are influencing our biology and potentially toning us down, right? Like that person inputted, you know?
You know, on Sunday night, I was absolutely exhausted. Our son, who was working with me on the barn construction, was absolutely exhausted. I mean, we were out in the sun. We were cooked. We were physically exhausted. And I came into the farmhouse and I said to Mrs. Finelli, "I think we've had a productive weekend. It was a pretty good weekend. We got a lot done. And I can't stand the thought of coming in from working over the weekend on the farm, because that's what I do. I'm not on the air on the weekend. I'm working on the farm, trying to do all the things I should have done during the week, where I'm when I can't do them because I can't be in two places at one time. I'm either behind the microphone or I'm working on the farm. So I don't get all things done during Monday through Friday that I need to for the farm. So I really need to get it done on the weekend. But I can't stand the thought of not getting 100% of what I should have gotten done. I can't stand the thought. And I can't figure out people who, what are they doing just sitting on the porch watching the cars go by? What are they doing not getting involved? What are they doing not reading? How is it possible that a person can sit and watch cars go by and not have a book in his or her hands? How is that possible?
Yeah, it's a whole system of stupefaction, is it? They started off by making stupid cool, and now it's almost to the point that if you're not acting a fool, there's something questionable about you. If you don't have a cell phone, there's something wrong with you, right? And to the point of all this technology, we have the ability to get every answer that we want, but we first have to ask the question. And that's the power of the First Amendment too. The First Amendment has the five freedoms, and it is not only a guarantor of these rights, but it's also a prescription to keep those rights. And and the first freedom of the First Amendment is all about the individual. It is the right to interpret God however one likes, with or without a religious institution, right? And so we've begun to apply the First Amendment to institutions, and it's, I think, being removed from individuals. And so to really begin to be politically active, the first thing we must do is question, and that's what the First Amendment allows us to do, prescribes us to do in order to keep and gain these rights and other rights. So it's all about beginning to question, which follow the five freedoms, you know.
And I wonder today in the classroom, I have not been in a classroom in, almost 10 years now. And I wonder what, let's say we have a second grade elementary school class. I wonder what teachers do today when little Johnny, one of the 5% club, starts asking lots of questions. Why? You know, how come? Why is that? I wonder what the teachers do today. I wonder if they say, "Oh, Mrs. Jones, I got to tell you, Johnny's out of control. He's absolutely out of control. You know, he's not getting along with his fellow classmates. You know, he's disrupting class. He, you know, we're trying to teach things, and he wants to know why. We can't have that. So we're going to have the school doctor take a look at him and see what we can do to help you with your son because he's out of control. I mean, I wonder if that's what's happening today.
Well, it's a fact that compared to the rest of the white Western world in Europe, I forgive me, I don't know the numbers exactly, but school children in the United States are diagnosed with having ADD at some tenfold, a ridiculous, alarmingly significant higher number than in Europe. And is a reason because we're that different, or is it because the prescribing of the drug is that different? It's well known that teachers will have excited kids, not necessarily the ones that are asking questions, but kind of part and parcel, aren't they? We'll have the excited kids be diagnosed with ADD so that they can control a classroom of 30-some-odd students. Otherwise, it's too disruptive.
Ethan Indigo Smith, and I'll be right back. And, you know, let's talk about give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses. Let's talk about that for just a second when we come back. You think Adolf Hitler said that? Let's reach the lowest common denominator as quickly as possible.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decidedly and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Ethan, many years ago when one of our boys was quite young, we were talking about royalty. And I don't even think he was a teenager yet. And he said, "Hey, Dad, you know, royalty, those are the people who are willing to kill more than anyone else." I think he's absolutely right.
Wow, what an astute observation.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was 11 when he said that.
That's an amazing observation.
And I to this day, I think that's quite succinct. And the reason I mention that is I'm looking at your post, and the author is unknown. But you've got the quote, "When government turns against the people, rebellion becomes a responsibility."
Yeah.
You want to discuss that for a couple minutes?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's all about taking on things that we don't necessarily want to. And fear, I like to point out, is false evidence appearing real. You cannot be neutral on a moving train. And so what are you afraid of? You're here, and X is happening. So you better make a stand, or you're going to continue down the line of this train route. As a writer...
Hold that thought for just a second. I'll tell you why. I have the business card of a state representative in my hand. His name is Bill Reibolt, R-E-I-B-O-L-D-T. And I met with him and another guy by the name of Kelly Smith, and he's from the Missouri Farm Bureau Federation. And these two guys are going around the state telling people why we should vote yes for Amendment 1 in Missouri. And voting yes, and let me tell you what that means. A yes vote, this is the fair ballot language, a yes vote will amend the Missouri Constitution to guarantee the rights of Missourians to engage in farming and ranching practices, comma, subject to any power given to local government under Article 6 of the Missouri Constitution. Now, I already have a right to farm, and I have a right to ranch, and I don't want it subject to more right. government intervention, okay? So these two guys are walking around, and they're going to meetings, and they're trying to tell people that voting yes is a good thing, okay? They've absolutely sold us out. They've sold us out. The vote no is where we all should be. At least that's where I'm going to be. And every single person who's part of USA Prepares who lives in Missouri is voting no, okay? Because what I'm saying is we have people among us who can lie with a straight face.
Yeah.
And say, you know, this is a really good thing, this the right to farm. Well, yeah, right to farm is a good thing. And we already have it. But to turn over our rights to be subject to any power given to local government is idiotic. It's insanity for the farmer.
And there's to Amendment 9, right? Even if it's not explicitly said here, doesn't mean you don't have the right. Right? So,
That's exactly correct. In
the Bill of Rights. I did a little social experiment one time in my more obnoxious youth. I was hitchhiking, and I was not getting picked up. And so instead of showing them the thumb, I showed them my middle finger. And believe it or not, more people stopped to threaten me and argue with me than to help me. And isn't that where society is? I didn't mean it to be a social experiment, but it turned out to be an interesting point to me that people would rather hinder than help. People would rather argue than stop and see if you need a hand. And to the immigration thing, I kind of wonder if those weren't some white children from Canada, would people be reacting differently, right? Would they be demanding that we help them and not saying, being implementing fear of what diseases they might bring? And so we need to help instead of hinder. You know, there's no more to it. The wars and everything needs to stop, and we need to join together.
You're absolutely right. And class, if you'd like to learn more about Ethan Indigo Smith, page 1 of USAPrepares.com in the instructor section. Ethan, we're going to have our expo, the Get Prepared Expo, first weekend in April of 2015. I'd love to see you. If you can make it, it'd be wonderful. So just think about it.
Yeah.
Class, we're going on to hour number 2. Matt Stein's going to join us, and we'll be right back. Ethan, thanks so much for being with us.
Peace, Vincent. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll have you back again and again and again.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fine us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.